We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We have a guest, though.
So we have a guest now. It's David Corse.
He's the
Deputy Commissioner at the Department of Economic and Community Development. David, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, David. Thanks for being
Wednesday,
on.
October 30th. There's a one-day conference on opportunity zones and development in Connecticut. Pray tell, what exactly is an opportunity zone?
Yeah, so opportunity zones were created in the 2017 Federal Tax Act as a benefit to investors to channel their money to certain communities. And we are lucky in Connecticut to have 72 of them. So in our urban centers and our town centers, places that haven't traditionally been the beneficiary of significant investment, this is an additional tool and an incentive to channel resources to those places. Places like downtown Bridgeport and Upper Albany and Hartford.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The Hill in New Haven.
You know, David, here's a question. For that person who wants to, like, help out, what are the advantages for you or him or her?
Yeah, so for investors, they basically get to lower the tax liability on their capital gains. So without going, you know, too far into it, if you have capital gains and you put them into one of these zones, it reduces the amount that you owe on the taxes now. And for any new capital gains that you get on that investment, it could be eliminated entirely if you stay in that community for 10 years.
How does the state play into this?
Yeah, so it's really interesting. Unlike most other programs, we don't really have a formal role. And so our job is more sort of matchmaking, bringing together communities and project sponsors and investors, but also just telling the story about Connecticut. Because of that 10-year investment period, the best thing that we can do is help investors realize that our communities will be worth more in the 2030s than they will be in the 2020s. So it's really about telling the story of the direction where Connecticut's headed, how we're making investments, and building confidence in the marketplace.
I know there have been some differences up on Upper Albany. There is some improvement definitely going on up there. As far as how does one become one of these 72, maybe how does one become the 73rd opportunity zone?
Yeah, so amazingly, there is no mechanism to add to the list.
Nice.
There was a one-time opportunity in 2018 for all 50 governors to designate up to one quarter of their eligible zones, and that was 72 for Connecticut. And until Congress acts, there's no way to get more. So we tried hard in the last administration to pick those that we thought were best positioned.
Right.
And I think we did pretty well.
Who will benefit the most from your event on the 30th?
So first and foremost, we want investors to come from in-state and out-of-state, people who have capital gains, people who advise people with capital gains, to better understand what projects exist across the state. And we're going to have municipalities and project sponsors highlighting some of the nearest term opportunities. So we've got projects in Middletown and Manchester and New Haven and Stamford ready to be highlighted and ready to serve up to the market.
David, what are some of an example? I don't know, you have a lot of time, but what are some examples of opportunity zones? In other words, what are they doing?
Yeah, so, you know, it varies all over the state, but they're typically near our train stations and near our universities and near our are developed downtowns.
Right.
And so these are the places where we're already focusing our interest. And that's the beauty of this program for Connecticut, is there's a lot of alignment between these zones and where we know we need to grow.
When this whole thing came together, did it come together quickly? Or were there any roadblocks in the way that you had to navigate your way through?
Yeah, so the biggest challenge, frankly, has been the timing of the federal regulations. You know, the program was initiated in 2018, and the IRS and the Treasury have been a little bit slow to get the rules out. So the market is still kind of sitting there waiting for that level of certainty from the federal government to make sure that they understand the way that the benefit's going to work and make sure that they get the benefits that they're hoping to achieve.
So, David, if I want to go, come down to New Haven on the 30th. I have to sign up, do I not?
Yeah, so go to ctozconference.com. That's ctozconference.com. And all the information about the event and how you can register is there.
$99 for general attendees, $55 for state and municipal employees. And we've been talking about the upcoming Connecticut Opportunity Zone Conference, which again is Wednesday, October 30th, 8:30 a.m., 2 p.m. to the at the Omni in New Haven Hotel. And David Corus is the Deputy Commissioner of the State Department of Economic and Community Development. David, thanks. We appreciate
it. Thanks, David.
Thank you. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
You bet. Bye-bye. Have a good weekend.
You could probably get a good pizza. You could probably go over to Louis' Lunch.
Well, I think...
All kinds of things you could do down there.
But you and attend this thing. Conference, yeah. You're going to the conference.
Okay, okay. Go for the conference.
Primary
reason. Stay for the food. That's what I'm saying.
We want you to go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.